Hello, and welcome to the Veranida podcast. I am your host, Tibbs, and together we're going to dive into the world of digital marketing, advertising, privacy, and how all of this ties to blockchain. In this episode, we're going to talk about what the blockchain is and how we can use it in the marketing world. This episode is inspired by a blog post from our co-founder, Angie Ismail, at medium.com/Veranida. Before we get started, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Veranida_VAD and find us online at Veranida.com. What is the blockchain? Blockchain is a relatively new algorithmic concept that has been launched in 2008 by Satoshi Nakamoto in order to support Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency that everyone is talking about. A lot of people describe it as a digital ledger that no one entity can have an influence on. But what is that protocol exactly? The concept and protocol behind Bitcoin and blockchain technology as a whole implies three simple things. Number one, transparency, meaning anyone can access everything without restriction. Number two, anonymity. Users are only identified with alphanumerical addresses. It's not tied to their identity. Number three, it's decentralized, meaning that no central authority is controlling or owning the protocol. The whole algorithm relies on the concepts of transferring digital assets and making sure that they are not duplicated. This idea has been one of the biggest issues since the inception of the internet, where money, documents, identity, and many others can be easily duplicated or falsified. To give you an example, think of fake credit cards used to purchase goods on an e-commerce site, and what these problems create for business owners. You receive a payment and you ship your products, only to realize later on that it was the digital equivalent of a blank check. Now, with the blockchain algorithm, each of these exchangeable resources becomes scarce. Essentially, it means that if you need to transfer a unique document to someone, you cannot transfer that same document again or keep making duplicates of it. It will automatically be transferred and only become accessible to that person. The same can be said for a digital currency, and this is where Bitcoin comes in. If you still have trouble understanding the blockchain technology, I'll add a video in the show notes for you. Although it might not be the most straightforward idea, blockchain remains a revolutionary concept. In fact, with the right use, it should be able to impact every industry in the world. Here are a couple of examples that could benefit from the blockchain. In institutions, requesting and delivering ID in no time, so you wouldn't need to send a fax to an institution or a printed copy. At the government level, you could vote online in a very secure way. In the finance world, transactions become quicker, cheaper, and more transparent, no hidden fees from your bank. And in the music world, for example, artists can receive full credits for their art without having to worry about things like copyright infringement and not getting paid their royalties. There are many other examples. However, I'll refer you to the show notes where you'll find an infographic by Crowd Companies to give you a better idea of the many opportunities in this space. But for now, let's focus on what's important to us. Our field of interest here is marketing, so let's see how the blockchain can help us marketers. Marketing needs transparency. The first principle within blockchain technology is transparency. Today, if a customer wants to access a service, they will pay a company that offers that service. The transaction is simple enough. If one of them does not respect the contract, the other party can legally ask for payback. However, there is still a third party involved in all of this. In that case, it would be the judicial system, which guarantees the sale, and, in case of conflict, can arbitrate between the parties. Now, let's say that this third party is an algorithm. How can an algorithm verify the trustworthiness of the information provided? This is what the blockchain brings: transparency. It enables each user to access the data regarding every single transaction that has ever been made on the blockchain. It means that you are able to trace every cent going out of your account, so we would know exactly which of the two parties have not respected their end of the deal. Transparency is not unique to money transfers, though. It's an essential feature of the blockchain technology and can also be applied to every product or service with a digital record of a transaction. Applied to marketing, transparency allows marketers to learn more about their visitors, their leads, and their customers. Companies will be able to figure out who clicked, who saw an ad, in a more accurate way than it is possible today with cookies and trackers. And it does not mean that the identity of the user will be revealed either, but only their online persona. This opens the door to a real online identity. Tracking performance like never before. As professional digital marketers, you can probably relate when I tell you that one of the biggest daily challenges I face is to track how effective an online marketing campaign can be. How can someone measure accurately its return according to the time and money spent? The blockchain can be a great help regarding ROI and performance monitoring. We know that transparency will enable marketers to precisely follow each of their customers' activity and the use of every Bitcoin, altcoin, or any other token they will deal with. In the past, when you invested $1,000 in search engine advertising, you had to get a big picture of your keyword's conversion rate, and you had a rough idea of which of these $1 keyword would bring you the best ROI. The same thing goes with web analytics and on-site behaviors. While some tools already allow you to track what is happening on your site, app, or platform accurately, you still have a hard time understanding which details generated some direct revenue for you. Blockchain would probably allow a better tracking of users' behaviors and help improve engagement. But transparency goes both ways, and your customers will also be able to evaluate the transactions and determine whether or not you are worthy of their trust. It turns into a true business-led meritocracy, where the companies that work the hardest will earn more credit on their work than those who deliver poor service at a high price. Say goodbye to the middleman. The blockchain represents a paradigm shift on the way business and the economy are running. It redefines the core of our entire system. At some point in the future, we can even imagine a time where marketers will be able to set up campaigns and attract potential customers directly, meaning without having to go through Google Ads or Facebook Ads. A decentralized ad marketplace would be a great innovation that gives the power back to the ones running their campaigns and the users who are subject to the advertisements. When a third party stands in the middle of a transaction between two sides, they have the power to do whatever they want, whether that's taking a cut or stopping the deal altogether. For example, it can be a real estate agency taking its commission on selling your house, or a social network, mining both money from the advertisers and data from the end users. Every time a third party stands in the way, they become entitled to do what they want at the price that they want. But with blockchain technology, this changes. Users can be more in control of their own data, and even decide whether they want to offer the data in exchange for a reward, or keep everything private. Charlotte Rogers, a senior writer for Marketing Week, pointed out that marketers could also leverage the power of blockchain to safely store large amounts of anonymous customer data. In practice, not only does the algorithm define all resources as unique, but it also allows powerful anonymity among the system, making the internet safer. The blockchain offers the ability to define each product and service of value as unique and scarce. Although it may not appear straightforward at first, it strongly helps in avoiding fraud. This has been pushed by an even more recent blockchain protocol called Ethereum, which has developed a unique approach called smart contracts. Unhackable. Defining a limited number of resources, whether currency or contracts, restricts the number of transactions to the available product. The data is saved and becomes accessible from any part of the network. So hacking becomes much more complex, since trying to hack the blockchain would mean hacking into each computer using the blockchain individually. This would represent hundreds of thousands, if not millions, devices at the same time. Preventing fraud. The major issues with fraud that companies like Google, Facebook, or Twitter have had so far are related to fake views, fake clicks, fake followers, or even fake accounts. In the blockchain, these can all be avoided. Imagine what it would mean for your business if the value of a view or a click was based on the online identity of the user instead of an approximate targeting that can't differentiate between human clicks and bots. Avoiding scams. Keeping in mind that everything becomes transparent when it uses the blockchain, scams become much harder to pull off. For example, having a false credit card purchase online will not be possible anymore. The traceability of each digital object within the blockchain will make it impossible to create a new one out of thin air. Of course, risk zero doesn't exist, but errors will be linked to human errors, such as when typing a wrong address or using a password that is easy to guess. But with that being said, fraud and scam, which are two major issues for marketers, will slowly be eradicated as adoption of the blockchain technology grows. It's up to us now. We're starting to see more startups emerge in this field of blockchain meets marketing. These players offer solutions for the digital advertising ecosystem. There are a few limitations with using blockchain technology, and those should become obsolete as the technology and the companies around it start to grow. It is still a relatively new concept that has been used in only a handful of areas and industries so far, and the protocol itself is barely 10 years old. Nevertheless, it's already driving the world crazy. The blockchain doesn't just represent a better version of the internet. It has the potential to change our future social, economical, and political systems. And little by little, we anticipate that it will transform our daily lives and our jobs even more than the internet itself already has. Hopefully, this clears up what the blockchain is and its potential in the marketing world. Now, it's up to us digital marketers to develop concepts and tools to improve how we grow businesses. And we at Varonida are here to change that. Now that we've reached the end of the podcast, I'd like to ask you a simple question. Do you have any prediction on how the blockchain will change the marketing world? You can contact us to talk about it via our Anchor profile at anchor.fm/Varonida, or catch us on Twitter at Varonida_VAD. We'd love to hear your thoughts. If you're listening to this as a podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play, make sure to subscribe and leave us a review. Finally, find us online at varonida.com and stay tuned for another episode very soon, where we're going to continue our exploration of digital marketing and blockchain technology.